Aaron Katursky is our ABC News correspondent in New York City. And this morning, Aaron is covering reaction in the Big Apple to the Amazon decision to locate at least part of their second headquarters right outside of Manhattan. Aaron, it sounds like a mixed reaction from folks up there.
Yeah, I mean, at least when we Google the Long Island city, it actually comes up as opposed to National Landing,
right.
Which, you know, whatever. And I think it is a mixed bag. Look, on one sense, when Amazon comes into New York City, if it was looking to be a standout, I'm not sure it's going to be, it's just going to be one of a number of high-profile companies with, that have their name on the building,
right.
and have a piece of the skyline. And this particular campus is going to be a little bit different, I think, than what Amazon is used to, because tech companies, by their very nature, at least to date, are not urban creatures, right? They prefer the sprawl of the suburbs where they can have anonymity and security. And, they get this, traffic flow into Menlo Park or wherever whatever godforsaken place. here, I think Amazon is responding to the needs of the worker that doesn't want to live in, suburban sprawl, but actually wants to live in a place that has already done the kinds of things that, Amazon workers may like, invest in parks and subways and the whole urban living thing. And the question for New York is, is Amazon's investment worth the cost? And that's what people are debating here this morning.
Right. Complaints about corporate welfare. I was just shocked on Facebook yesterday. All of the people who I thought would be very excited about the announcement here in Virginia and up in New York, generally my liberal friends, were berserk that all this tax money is going to one of these big bad companies that they seem to despise so much. They're happy to take a job with them when they get it, if it's paying like close to $200,000.
But I don't know if it's that they despise the company or the notion that, collectively cities in America, spend $90 million on trying to lure companies, and that's $90 million they're not spending on the people that are there now. And I think there was a frustration expressed that a company like Amazon probably doesn't need very much in the way of tax incentive. Yeah. It can probably move in, whatever. But look, I think for Amazon, it's probably more a business decision than any tax incentive that was offered by either New York or Virginia.
What are they getting in New York? What specifically did New York offer up?
They're getting more than $1 billion in tax breaks. They're getting waterfront property along the East River in Long Island City, which is right across from the United Nations in Manhattan. And to do that, the city is going to have to move its big warehouse where it distributes school lunches, and a few other things are going to have to move around. But in some respect, it may not change the neighborhood all that much.
Right.
There's nothing new about new glass towers going up in previously dilapidated places. And in a sense, in choosing Queens, you've got that whole hip outer borough, not Manhattan thing, which, you've got the beards of Brooklyn. Now you'll have, the tech geeks of Queens.
Yeah. Well, if you want to be near all the media types and you want to be at the center of finance and the action, where the action is, and you don't want to be below the radar, you want to be in New York City. There's just no.
Isn't it the obvious choice? With all respect to to Denver or to any other great location, I think Washington and New York made natural sense for Jeff Bezos. I mean, in New York, they're even giving him a helipad, which is sort of a rare treat.
Okay.
He'll get his helicopter, which is nice. But they want to be where they can recruit educated workers, and that certainly fits the bill in both locations. And they want to be near the seats of power, either political or, as you suggest, finance. And there was already one headline here that told, Capitol Hill and Goldman Sachs to watch out because Amazon's coming for their employees.
Interesting. Aaron Katursky, our ABC News correspondent in New York City. Always enjoy talking to you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Day.
Yep.